It is Friday morning. You know what happens.
All your NASCAR news is here. Time now for the Loose Lug Nuts with Clint Wright and Jacob Bassett.
Well, Clint is here. Jacob, I tell you what, Clint, I mean, we need to do what he's doing. He's beaching. But he's been working a little this week, too, doing ball games. And I'll give him that. Hey, did you get – I know you've been vacationing some, too, and work details this last week. I know y'all had a rough week down at the Bell. But, hey, let's talk about Miami Homestead, okay? Talk to me about how you think the racing was, first of all. What'd you think about it?
There's a lot of lanes, you know, top to bottom. They talk about the progressive banking, how there's less banking at the bottom and more banking up top to try to promote side-by-side racing, and I thought we got a ton of that. So there were comers and goers. There were early-run cars and late-run cars, and as no surprise, Kyle Larson was there in the end.
All three races this last weekend. I don't know if you saw the truck race. He come from a long ways back, mister, with a short period of time and had a little bit to spare.
He went from last to first with less than 40 laps to go in the truck race Friday night. He kind of walked the dog, as you say. Saturday, he was walking the dog out front, 15-second-plus lead. Got caught by a last, you know, minute caution and got a little squirrely restart with a little help from behind him. So ended up costing that race. And he did the same thing in the Cup race, went from fifth to first on the final restart Sunday and just got out there ahead of all them boys.
And I really don't know what it is, but long runs at that track or those flat tracks really seem to really hit home with him. He gets better as the run goes on.
I think the tire has a lot to do with it. Seems like if you can run that high line with momentum, you don't abuse the tires as much as some of those guys running just off the wall or maybe in the lower lanes. I mean, you look at him. I mean, he is rim riding that wall. There's not 6 inches between it and him. And
well, he hit it a few times.
Well, that's it, too. Other people go up there, and they get close to it, and they hit it, and they end up front end in it, side in it, smashed up, smoke coming off the car and the wall. And he kind of just touches it and feathers it and massages it.
It just points him in the right direction.
He's not hitting it. He's just – love touching it.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you this, because a lot of race fans might want to know this that watched that race on Sunday. You got a car that's rim riding at the top, and you got a guy that's maybe two lanes down, has got a head of steam coming down there, and all of a sudden he gets in front and moves right up in front of that car that's rim riding, and it ain't 2 seconds, that car that's now second dips down to the inside and does the same thing to him. Is there any kind of drafting up there on the rim riding, or is it just the momentum that they get coming off of a certain turn?
When they're rim riding like that, they do get a draft down the straightaways, not really in the corners because there's nothing in front of you, or you hope there's nothing in front of you. So you can keep a higher speed up. The bottom should be the fastest way around if we're going the same speed, but we have a higher speed up high and a little bit lower speed down low. And usually the momentum up top wins the battle if you have a good driver up there.
Well, I know you weren't here last week. You had a lot of work detail that's happening when we were Friday morning. I picked Kyle Larson to win. So I got one right for a change. Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that going on. But we're going to talk about guys that Clint thinks needs to really pick up their game. And we also want to talk about some guys that have been a pleasant surprise this year. I've got a couple of them, and I think they're headed. You know, we had a first-time winner just a couple of weeks ago
Josh Berry.
Thank you. And I think he's headed for some more, to be honest with you.
It's a good thing for NASCAR when that Wood Brothers car is out front and in victory circle.
Well, I told Jacob this last week, it's a good thing, period, when you see a new team in college athletics win the national championship for the first time, or the College World Series, or even a professional team win the Super Bowl for the first time. It is great to see a first-time winner in NASCAR. I don't care who it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, and Josh Berry deserved it. He'll be more real quick. Like, we're going to step aside, play some hit kicking country, and come back and talk about some guys that are hot and some guys that are not. Well, we'll do that here on the Loose Lug Nuts. Loose lug nuts, half of them are in here. Half of them are off. We got two lug nuts holding on the wheel right now, and that's McCurley and Clint Wright. I'm here to tell you. Hey, let's talk about Miami one more time and the fact that, you know, you got several lanes, several drivers, but that suits a lot of people's driving abilities, and some people it does not. But what are we, six races in now? And, of course, stinking up the show is Bell.
Christopher Bell's got half the wins, yeah.
But let me say, who's some people that really need to get up on the wheel that just absolutely are riding around in the back?
Last two or three weeks, Chase Elliott needs a call out. He struggled to get to 15th place the last couple of weeks, so had poor runs at Las Vegas, Phoenix, and again at Miami. Has had multiple pit road violations, whether it's him speeding or the crew or whatever the case may be. They'd be on full alert. William Byron and Kyle Larson both have wins already this year. Alex Bowman just finished second. Mm-hmm. So I know you won the Clash, but they don't pay a point.
No.
They're looked at entirely different. So he needs to step up. That's no doubt about that.
I kind of think that Brad Keselowski needs to step his game up a little bit.
Ryan Preece has looked good for that team.
Yes.
He's got a lot of call-outs, you know, from the broadcasters running up inside the top 10, making moves. Christopher Buescher just had a solid race. And Keselowski was a lap down.
One person that I'm not pushing the panic button for, absolutely not, Ryan Blaney's had three DNFs in a row, and that's the first time in his career that has happened.
Two blown engines. I think a wreck was the other one. Just poor luck. I know, you know, everybody's trying to get every ounce of horsepower and just durability, engine mileage, gas mileage that they can get out of it. And maybe the Penske team's pushing a little too close to that brink, and unfortunately Ryan's been the opposite of the benefactor of that.
Yeah, and we talked about the hot people. Of course, Josh Berry getting a win a couple of weeks ago. Ryan Preece, you talked about having some good runs. What about Carson Hocevar's been running well?
He's up in the mix. He's had an unfortunate, you know, either caught up in an accident or something happened here or there, but he is constantly top 10 and constantly qualifying up front. So keep it up, young man.
And I'll tell you, really and truly, the Richard Childress cars have done better than I thought they would. For, you know, they don't have a win or anything, but it's coming. But we're going to head to Martinsville, the paperclip, excuse me, and we're going to talk about that, what that track entails, how long it is, what time the race is Sunday, and then we're going to give our picks. And as a bonus, with it being Friday, we're going to talk to Clint maybe about some other stuff too. And we'll do that when we come back on the Loose Lug Nuts. Clint Wright in studio with me. We're talking NASCAR. We're talking Kyle Larson with his first win of the year. And now everybody at Hendrick Motorsports, half of them have a win already. So half of them's already in the playoffs. But congratulations, Kyle. Listen, I'm just going to tell you this. You can put him in the back with a red wagon and a motor on the back of it, and if there's a way to get it to the front, he'll get it.
He'll make them other boys nervous. I know that.
I guarantee you. He's probably the one I would choose to drive my car right now. But this week they're headed down to a lot of beating, a lot of banging, a lot of tempers, a lot of flare-ups. I'm telling you, it's coming. And the brakes, you better have some good ones. The half-mile paperclip, which is known as Martinsville Speedway. By the way, do you know who holds the all-time win record at Martinsville? And I'm asking you that for a reason, because it's going to blow your mind when we go down the list.
My guess is either Darrell or Richard.
You're one and two. Richard was one. Mm-hmm. Darrell is two. Three and four are tied with Hendrick Motorsports drivers.
Jeff and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get to active drivers, which active driver leads the way, would you think?
Probably Kyle Busch.
Denny Hamlin.
That makes sense. He won a lot early on.
Has five, and really this is his home track, mm-hmm. if you think about it. But I was super surprised to know that Denny has five, only two wins for Kyle Busch, only two for Brad Keselowski. Mm. Everybody else has one. All four of the Hendrick Motorsports cars have won there at least once.
Okay.
Okay. But the defending champion is Ryan Blaney. So we'll keep that in our mind. But half-mile track, tell us what we're looking for. Me, personally, I think going there, to me, I know we talk about track position. That's real key in qualifying this week, because if you're at the back, you're almost being lapped when the race starts. But I think not only track position, but I think that pit choice is a huge thing here at Martinsville. Is it tires, clean? Is it gas? Tell us what else you think is key.
Well, Martinsville is NASCAR's oldest track they visit, so tire wear is crucial. So anytime there's a caution flag, all them guys are going to want four new tires. So tires have won the race in the past. But if it's me and it's my choice and I get one thing, you ever heard them talk about forward bite off a corner?
Oh, yeah.
When they put the big loud pedal down, it sticks to the racetrack. So we can all brake together. We can all kind of turn together. But whenever you go to step on the accelerator coming off the corner, the guys that can nail it and the guys that have to feather it, they will separate themselves.
All right. So if I'm going to ask this question, everybody wants four tires every time you come down pit road. But track position, if you're in 28th, it's going to be kind of hard for you to pass 27 cars to get to the front, even if you have 500 miles to do it. But I'm going to ask this. How well will two tires hold up to get better track position, or will they fall off real quick?
It depends. Can you get, 15 positions, or are you talking about just getting two or three positions? I think 15 positions gained, you could probably hold off, half a dozen of those by the end of the run. If you're only getting a couple, it's probably not worth your time.
Yeah, so tires are going to be an issue. I don't think gas. I mean, they pit so much there. There'll be a lot of cautions, or there traditionally has been a lot of cautions there on Sunday. So we'll have to see. We'll tell you what time, what channel, everything is coming on. I've got Shaggy's picks, and I've got my picks, and I'm going to let Clint go first too, and we'll go from there when we come back on the Loose Lug Nuts. Loose Lug Nuts on Friday morning. Clint's got breaking news.
So coming in here this Friday morning, I just got an alert popped up on my phone about the track in Martinsville, and it's in the state of Virginia. The state of Virginia is looking for their property tax payment from Rick Hendricks that hadn't come through yet since he owns that racetrack.
I tell you what, should have known that was coming. And by the way, you know the trophy. How many places can you go in Hendrick Motorsports where there's probably not one of those clocks?
That grandfather clock is a special trophy tradition, and with all the history of the track and the plane crash, with the Hendrick family, that's a place every time they go to, that's an expectation Rick has, is we're not going to be competitive, we're not going to try, we will bring home trophies from that track, and it's clear.
Oh, yeah, and they do. I mean, if it had not been for probably Jack Roush and maybe or Joe Gibbs, it'd probably be a clean sweep every year, to be honest with you, with Hendrick Motorsports. All right, 2 o'clock Saturday, you can catch the Xfinity race Friday night. There is a truck race. And by the way, those Craftsman trucks get after it, buddy. I love watching those
All
races.
Three series in NASCAR right now are fun to watch.
They really are. But Sunday, 2 o'clock, FS1 is the race at Martinsville, 500 laps, which is 250 miles.
And it only takes one corner for somebody's temper to go off in those 500 laps.
You're going to see a lot of temper, like Miss Howell said on Gilligan's Island one time. Less temper, more tempo. So you'll hear that a lot from crew chiefs on Sunday. All right, I'm going to give Clint, even though I actually got the race right last week. I picked Kyle Larson to go to victory lane. I stepped way out on that limb. I'm going to give Clint a chance. Pick your winner first.
William Byron.
Clint takes William Byron to be his winner. Shaggy takes Denny Hamlin. He stepped way out on that limb. He's the most wins by active driver right now with 5 at Martinsville. You know what? Luck's going to change for this guy. He's coming home. He was the race winner there in the fall. I'm taking Ryan Blaney to come to the house.
Would not surprise me one bit.
So Ryan Blaney's my winner, Hamlin being Shaggy's. And what about Clint is going to be William Byron? What about you, long shot?
Give me an old short track, beat him down race. Give me Josh Berry to do it again.
Josh Berry. Well, Jacob is going to take a guy that I wouldn't consider to be a long shot. He's having a horrible year. He's saying Brad Keselowski.
Probably a long shot in Vegas. He may not be far off.
I'm going to throw one at you that's going to just absolutely blow your mind. How about Ryan Preece?
I'd love to see that.
I would love to see that man come to Victory Lane, and we'll see. But that's going to be our picks. Watch the race on Sunday, and we'll be back to talk about it next week.